Are you... My voice trails off.
Hermes?
An amused smile forms on his lips.
Messenger of the gods, patron deity of thieves, the god of speed, cunning, and wit.
Yeah.
Yes, that's me.
He takes a moment to survey my stunned expression.
Have a seat.
He beckons us toward the cushions. We step forward and sit. I now understand the magnetic energy I've been feeling. Greek myths often involve the gods luring men into their presence. It doesn't always end well.
You don't belong here.
Hermes' voice grows low and quiet. What?
You're trespassing in our world. I know where you come from. You shouldn't be here.
It's just a game. I begin to feel uneasy.
A game? Does this look fake to you? Does this feel artificial?
He reaches out and places a large, warm hand on my leg. The soft pads of his fingertips caress my skin, sending a shiver up my spine.
No. It feels so real.
I turn to Brent, but he just eyes me with a curious expression.
What's your name?
Liam.
No, that won't do.
He grips my chin while I freeze up.
Aratus. That's your new name. If you wish to stay in this world, you must honor our customs. Leave your old name behind.
My heart pounds while his fingertips stroke my chin. There's something oddly soothing about his touch, and the way he speaks. His voice drips into my ears like thick honey. It couldn't hurt to play along here. This is just part of the game, right? Oh, okay, I'm Aratus.
Good.
He moves toward me, releasing my chin and slipping an arm around my shoulders. I tense up as he pulls me into a strange sort of hug. He shoves me down onto the cushions and forces me to lie beside him. His body is so warm and hard. There's an odd scent in the air, too. Damp, heavy, athletic. It reminds me of the locker rooms back at school. This is a bit different, though. It's unusually pleasant. The fumes billow into my lungs while my eyes comb up and down his exposed body. The sight makes my muscles relax. But that's not all it's doing to me. I feel something weird between my legs. Fuck! Down beneath my tunic, my dick is inflating. It's poking up, creating a little pointed bulge in the fabric. It's painfully obvious. Brent smirks while watching it grow. I stammer.
It's all right. This is natural. Just ease into it. Allow your thoughts to slow.
His voice soothes my nerves. I just lie here beside him, watching my erection balloon while I slip into a peaceful trance.
Do you know why I'm here, Aratus?
No. Why are you here? Why are you doing this?
Zeus sends me out into the world. He wants me to locate mortal boys like you.
What do you mean?
Do you know the tale of Ganymede? He was a young man from Troy. His beauty was unparalleled, the most sublime of all mortals. Tall and athletic, he had flowing golden hair that spilled down onto his shoulders. His eyes were green like the leaves of an olive tree. His cock, though, he was built like a bull. That penis was legendary. Any woman who spread her legs would become smitten the moment his cock spread her wet pussy lips. Such was the power of this young man.
I don't understand. Why are you telling me this?
Because Aratus, Zeus is a jealous god. A creature as pure and flawless as Ganymede was not meant to fuck women. No, he was destined for something much greater. Zeus transformed into a giant eagle and swept down, stealing Ganymede from the world. He carried him up to Mount Olympus and made him an offer. If he fell to his knees and accepted Zeus's kingly cock, he would be granted a gift. He would join the ranks of the immortal. He would become a divine being.
Did he do it?
Yes. He collapsed upon the ground and allowed Zeus to slide his leaking cock into his pretty mouth. He got on his hands and knees, allowing the god to defile his untouched asshole. It was the beginning of a holy union. Once the celestial breeding was completed, Ganymede was given the honor of becoming Zeus's cupbearer. Blessed with immortality and eternal youth, he now resides with the gods, pouring fine wine and serving at banquets. This is how it will be until the end of time.
And now you hunt for more boys to serve Zeus?
That's right. Ganymede is Zeus's eternal cumslut, his eternal whore. He exists to spread his tight cheeks and satisfy the most powerful cock in existence. Zeus's lust is insatiable, though. He seeks to expand his harem. I'm here to locate young men of immense beauty, and now I've found you.
Hermes slips his fingers into my tunic, pulling at the fabric.
Take this off for me. Show your body.
I stare into his sapphire eyes. This feels sick and dirty. But there's a power in his gaze that coaxes me into a state of relaxation. I want to get naked for him. I rise and disrobe, allowing my tunic to fall to the ground. My cock pops free, bouncing and swaying. Hermes observes my slender, supple body with approval. His eyes linger on my dick while he begins touching his own. He spits onto his meaty snake, petting it with slow, heavy strokes. It hardens, stretching up toward his belly button. My eyes comb over the light, pristine surface. The skin is almost translucent. I can see dark veins tracing up toward the purple cockhead. His cock is so much larger than mine. Zeus won't want me. I'm not that beautiful. My cock is small. I glance down at the ground.
He'll like it. He appreciates a thin, dainty body such as yours. Your cock will please him. He'll enjoy watching your little balls bounce while he fucks you.
But I only like girls. I force the words out, but I feel unsure of myself. This energy in the air, it's got me so horny. My eyes linger on Hermes' fit body while a shiver races down my spine. Why do I feel so good?
If you say so.
Hermes stifles a laugh.
Come closer.
I kneel beside him while he lounges on the cushions. My eyes are transfixed on that purple cockhead. An oily sheen coats the tip. Is it pre-cum?
Look into my eyes.
He grips my chin and forces me to meet his gaze.
Clear your mind.
But.
Shh. Empty your mind of all thought. Bask in the presence of a god.
My muscles unwind as I stare into those blue pools. A sense of dizziness sweeps over me. I feel so warm, so confused. What's happening?
Good. Just let go.
He slips a hand behind my head and pulls me toward him. I give in to his motions while my mind goes blank. I'm just a doll, a toy, a piece of meat. I have no thoughts, only feelings. Feelings of warmth, feelings of belonging, feelings of desire. He pulls my face down to his erect cock, slipping my mouth and nose into the blonde pubes at his base.
Inhale.
My lungs expand, pulling the damp, wet cock scent into my body. The ground beneath me seems to rock while I hold the perfume in my chest. I can practically feel his cock pheromones leaching through the absorbent lining of my lungs. His holy scent is entering my bloodstream. It's flowing through my veins.
Exhale.
I obey.
Inhale.
I take another lungful. The dizziness amplifies. I'm getting drunk on his masculine scent.
That's right. Absorb the heavenly musk.
He strokes my hair. Ugh. I just groan while my vision goes blurry.
Exhale.
I do as he says. Again and again we repeat the act. I huff against his dick, growing ever more detached with each sloppy breath.
What's your name?
He whispers, while drool seeps from my lips. Liam.
No. What's your real name?
I take another deep lungful of musk while struggling to gather my thoughts. What's my name? Who am I? Aratus. The name slithers from my mouth.
Yes, that's a good boy. Say it again for me. Say it for my cock.
Aratus.
Again.
Aratus.
Louder.
Aratus. I'm Aratus, sir. That's who I've always been. The words pour out while I grow lightheaded. I think I'm gonna faint. I feel so weird and disconnected. I can't remember basic things about myself. Where am I from? Why am I here? I guess that doesn't matter. This cockbush just smells so nice. I could spend hours here sniffing it. I don't want to do anything else.
Grr!
A sick, animalistic noise leaves my lips. Brent lets out a laugh. My dreamy gaze drifts toward him. I barely even remember who he is. All I know is that he's my friend, I think. He just watches with a look of amusement. He's rubbing between his legs, massaging his cock through his tunic. Hermes doesn't pay him any attention, though. He only has eyes for me.
It's time.
Hermes grips my hair and pulls me up.
Taste the cock.
As if compelled by an invisible energy, my mouth opens and my tongue extends. Hermes guides my face to the underside of his dick. My tongue touches his base. The texture is soft and a bit hairy. The taste is tangy and metallic, like seawater. It makes me salivate. It makes my eyes glaze over.
Just like that. Lick up and down for me.